8. Musically. I'm going to start with Musically because I'm betting that unless you're the parent of a 7 to 11 year old, you've never heard of it. If you have, I'm betting most of you never once thought it might be worth investigating for any other reason than checking on your kids' online activities. Musically, like a lot of its users, is young and creative and eager to grow up. It's a fun platform to consider because I think it's one of the most likely to be underestimated. It's also the one most likely not to exist when you're listening to this book. Because as of the time of this audio recording, the popularity has been in decline for almost a year. But you need to learn about it anyway, for reasons that should become clear in the next few minutes. Despite the evidence that platforms that start out hot with young people can and do successfully cross over to older audiences, the majority of entrepreneurs will still dismiss Musically, which is great because it leaves the platform wide open for you to take it over. You'll have fun doing it too. Musers, as the users of Musically are called, have turned this app into a creative phenomenon. Originally, it allowed people to make 15-second lip sync videos, making public the rock star impersonations and glamming that previous generations used to do in front of their full-length closet mirrors. Today, the form has evolved to include original music, comedy skits, and even mini educational videos. Ballerinas, makeup artists, gymnasts, jugglers, athletes, rappers, vloggers, and hams of all stripes, including Jif the Pomeranian, are using the medium to show off their skill and style. You can create content as long as 5 minutes, compile video clips into stories, and collaborate on duets with other musers. The company saw immediate favor among the tween and teen crowd as soon as it launched in August 2014, with people not only downloading it, but returning to it and engaging in high numbers. For the first months of its existence, it grew, but at a slow and steady pace. Then, the designers decided to make a few minor changes to the app design, one of which included relocating the Musically logo so that it wasn't cropped out every time the video was shared on Instagram and Twitter. As soon as that happened, new users flooded to the app. Learning from the mistakes of its predecessors, which too often tried to contain users to their platform, it helps musers build their fan base by allowing them to share its content on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and WhatsApp. It now has 200 million users, 30% of whom spend 30 minutes or more per day. No doubt, a small percentage of musers are refugees from Vine, the defunct Twitter-owned 6-second video platform that was quickly overshadowed by Instagram Video and Snapchat, thanks to their slightly longer formats and fun editing tools. The natural question is, of course, how will Musically avoid Vine's fate? One way is by aging up, creating features that appeal to their audience once those kids become teens, so they don't graduate to Snapchat or Insta. And it will have to evolve to compete for the younger audience too, as Snapchat and Insta start trending younger and younger. The way I see it, for Musically to break away from its competition and gain momentum within the 12 to 17 year old crowd, it will have to pivot the way Facebook did a few years ago when it successfully transitioned into a mobile first platform, even though it was originally built for desktop. Musically is so young, it should be limber and flexible enough to be able to adapt itself to whatever is the next big thing that changes the platform paradigm. Maybe it will be voice. Maybe it will be something that we can't even envision yet. Clearly, emerging musicians have a natural opportunity here. But of course, one of the best ways to become a big fish is to swim in a small pool, creatively adapting a platform for your needs. That's the tactic I use to build brand awareness on Musically. You might wonder why I, a 42-year-old businessman with few ties to the music industry, have any interest in garnering attention on a platform geared towards 13-year-olds. Simple. Those 13-year-olds grow up to become 18-year-old entrepreneurs and 25-year-old marketers. When I was 12 and dreaming of building businesses, no one knew what to call me. entrepreneur wasn't part of our lexicon. Today, entrepreneurs are pop culture icons, and the kids are growing up watching Shark Tank. Maybe I can help inspire them to get to where they want to go faster. Maybe one day we'll do business together. One of my earliest forays into the platform came about because I thought kids would get some value out of hearing sage words from hip-hop artist Fat Joe on Ask Gary Vee. To help the demographic find the show, I posted a clip of me jumping through the ceiling set to Fat Joe's All the Way Up, with the hope that if they liked what they saw, they'd keep watching and listening. If they did, they'd catch the meme I created from a clip of me pushing hard work set to Rihanna's song Work, or an inspirational video reminding people to always look up to the stars set to Coldplay's A Sky Full of Stars. I made another one of me remembering how much I hated school, how I'd sit in the classroom thinking that one day I would prove all my teachers and classmates who thought I was a loser wrong. Imagine how much that message might mean to a kid who's getting the same shit today. What if just a few of those kids see it and realize there's someone out there who gets them, and they find out what I've accomplished and think, yeah, me too. This is how someone like me, who's not in the music industry and can't sing, managed to tie business and entrepreneurship into a so-called lip-syncing platform, not only to make a difference, but to make fans for life. Even before I deployed these content strategies, however, when I was just gathering information so I could figure out how to build out my profile, I asked two of Musical.ly's top users to make guest appearances on the Ask Gary Vee show. On episode 198, I'm flanked by two 15-year-olds, Ariel Martin and Ariana Trejo. Definitely not my typical guests, but we had a blast. My audience and I got access into their insights, and they got a chance to show their skills on a big YouTube show. The thing is, my show is peanuts compared to the big venues where they've appeared, like the red carpet at the People's Choice Awards. The real value to me is that when their fans Google them and find the Musical.ly memes they made while on my show, it will raise their awareness of my brand. When baby Ariel is a humongous star, by the way, in 2017, she was listed in Time Magazine's third annual list of most influential people on the internet, I'll have the content that the world is hunting for in a few years when they want to see who she was in her early days. Even if Musical.ly turns out to be a fad, let us remember that every season, brands pay millions of dollars to run ads against pilots for new series, most of which statistically will not exist after 9 months. As of 2012, 65% of new shows are canceled after one season. It literally does not matter how long a platform lasts. What matters is that it exists. If you're seeking to build your audience, go where the audience goes, wherever that may lead. Consume the platform's content for a couple of weeks to get a feel for what's appealing to users. Then strategize how you can create content that will successfully penetrate that market. Get to know it and put your resources into it. Not all, mind you, just some. More if you're comfortable with the platform. Less if you decide it's not for you. But to label any platform as irrelevant shows a lack of imagination and vision. Don't ever doubt that the designers of the platform have a greater vision for it than whatever it is you see now. Platforms evolve, either by design or by accident, when the market takes them in a whole nother direction. If you get in early, you can evolve with the platform. Become a real presence on it, and its designers may even come to you and ask you for help. For example, they may give you early beta program access, letting you play around with new features they're hoping to launch. Or you can get first dibs on creating fresh new content in a format or style no one has ever seen before, essentially creating a symbiotic relationship between your brand and the platform. No one can finish a marathon without proper training. Whether you do it on the treadmill or the running path, you have to get to know your body, build your endurance, and figure out what physical, nutritional, and psychological practice extract your best performance. The same goes for social media platforms. In 2012, I was bullish about an app called SocialCam. That was successful for maybe 9 months before it flopped. In those 9 months, however, I learned the strategies that served me well when Vine and Instagram came along. The only thing you risk by taking leaps into social media unknowns is time. You want to break out and live the life. You say you're going to die if you have to spend one more day in your accounting job, but you're not willing to risk your time in case a platform turns out to be MySpace or Vine instead of Facebook or Instagram? Who are you to be so fancy? When you're nothing but a beggar, you don't get to be choosy. Download every new social platform, taste it, and understand it. Drop it if it doesn't work for you or you can't get comfortable. But never reject anything without educating yourself about it first, which is good advice for, like, life. On a side note, going off of script, there's a new app called Vero, right? Everybody's talking about it as of the recording of this book. People are asking me about my opinions. I'm on it. I'm playing with it. I'm posting on it. And I'm tasting it. Do I think Vero is going to be the next Instagram? I don't. But I'm prepared if it is. Musical.ly 101. By the way, really quick, it's musical.ly when you're looking for it on the internet. Work those hashtags. I can't believe we didn't talk about hashtags in Crush It. In fact, I didn't mention them in print until my third book. Riding hashtags is one of the bedrocks of social media and a key to discoverability. One of the quickest ways to build traction on Musical.ly, for example, would be to open the app, examine the trending tags on the Discover page, and work on producing great content around those trending tags so that you can be spotted by the kids who would otherwise have no way to know you were worth checking out. That includes the curators at Musical.ly itself, who are apt to reward good content by selecting it to be automatically featured when people open the app. That hand curation creates more random opportunities for you to be seen than you might find on other platforms. Don't count on winning this virtual lottery ticket as your shortcut to stardom, though. The amount of hard work and creativity you apply to your content will be a much better predictor of your success. You can also create amazing content coupled with your own clever, original hashtags. Knowing your way around hashtag culture is an excellent way to give your quality content longevity and legs. Collaborate. There was a time when the whole appeal of stars was their untouchable quality. It gave them mystery and cachet. And if we did actually get access to them in the form of, say, an autographed photo, that meant a lot. But today's stars are measured by their approachability, and they can pay a serious price if they get too Hollywood. Take advantage of this. There is nothing stopping lyricists or songwriters from uploading their creation, direct messaging top musers, and giving them a chance to lip sync or even perform their material. You could do the same thing with a funny skit, or a poem, or some other work. I've seen it ad nauseum. The best way to reach out to a community is to become part of a community. Engage, comment, share, and create without asking anyone for anything. Become part of the community, and you'll have a much better chance of getting someone to create a meme using your material. Or better yet, create your own meme that other people fall in love with and share. It's just that in this one man's point of view, the top 1 to 2% of influencers on any platform are often overpriced. Not always. You might get lucky and find some who are great deals because, despite having the most reach, they've underpriced themselves. But eventually, people get wise, so don't count on it. Regardless, the enormous opportunity for marketers can be found in the middle and long tail of influencers. So, if my brand were really attractive to tweens and young teens, I would spend 40% of my overall marketing budget on Musical.ly. And 40 to 70% of that amount directly arranging deals with Musical.ly celebrities. The rest I would use experimenting with programmatic auction ads. Then I'd watch closely to see which performed better, adjusting as I go. Musical.ly is the perfect place for a performance-oriented person to sell a performance, but it's also a place where a performance-oriented person can sell pencils, acai juice, and fidget spinners. An artist could make a video of himself painting or drawing, set to music. A writer can make a video that evokes her mood for the day. I make inspirational and motivational memes out of larger pieces of pillar content. My best hits have been made by clipping a word or phrase from one of my rants set to music. Want to hear me speak Russian? Check out my Hustle Musical.ly video. Also, see how I managed to link ALS Ice Bucket Challenge to Gwen Stefani's The Sweet Escape. That's probably the best singing I've ever done in my life. Creative people can be creative anywhere, and the most creative people do it where no one else has tried it before. More often than not, people who produce content for people like themselves often hit their mark better than people who are one step away from their audience. I do well with alpha guys because I have alpha male DNA. I'm also hugely empathetic, so I can also deeply connect with emotionally intelligent people who are patient enough to get past my alpha DNA. A dancer intuitively knows how to produce content for other dancers. Someone who's transformed his life through self-development knows how to reach others seeking a similar epiphany. Your creativity will be the variable to your success on this platform and any other. Imagine this. Let's say that after working for years as a professional singer and actor, you decided you were done pursuing stardom and made the choice instead to take over your family's summer camp, located in the woods just outside the limits of your hometown. This is an exciting move. Imagine, you are finally going to stay in a home long enough to invest in some real furniture and get a dog. And you aren't leaving the industry entirely. You plan to add more acting and musical theater classes to the camp so you can continue to share your passion and expertise. You smile as you imagine the all-camp variety show at the end of each summer session. Unfortunately, you didn't take over a thriving business. While once, yours was one of the only camps of its kind in town, over the last decade or so, several more have been established here and in surrounding areas, and business has gone down. In particular, summer camp registrations are nowhere near where you think they should be. Once, you had to drop a session because too few children enrolled. You've tried everything you can think of to grow the business. But compared to the newer, fancier options to choose from, your camp seems a little nerdy and old-fashioned. While you're hanging out with your 11-year-old niece one day, she shows you a video of herself lip-syncing. It's the weirdest thing you've ever seen. A 15-second close-up clip in which your niece bops around, sometimes backward, making duck faces and shooting hand signals to Kesha's Praying. It's like an excerpt from a music video. You ask her if mom knows she's playing around on a site where anyone can see her. Sure, your niece replies. All of my friends are on it. It's just a place to sing and dance. A social media platform embraced by 11-year-olds who love to sing and dance. What is this thing called again? You set up a Musical.ly account and start filming yourself performing your favorite songs. You ask your campers to help you pick the song, and you let them direct you. They're impressed. For an old person, you don't look or sound half bad when singing their music. For the record, you're 35. You're not even lip-syncing. You're the real deal. Straight up. You create micro music videos that not only showcase your talent, but also the camp. You film from different locations every day. The boathouse. The pagoda. The archery field. The arts and crafts pavilion. And of course, the amphitheater. One of the girls asks if she can film herself with your phone. You send home a permission slip asking parents' consent to let the kids make Musical.ly videos on the camp account. They know their children are already there and most agree. From then on, every day, a new camper gets to produce 4 pieces of content for the camp's Musical.ly account. Kids are fighting over the chance to be the muser of the day. It becomes the biggest reward they can get, and all the kids start working extra hard to be helpful to earn their time. There's an added benefit to letting the kids control your platform. It's a great learning strategy. Instead of figuring out for yourself what kids want to see on Musical.ly, you let the 9 to 11 year olds show you. You now get to watch them, take note of their behaviors, and get a sense of how they think about hashtags and trending topics. Again, with the parents' permission, you let the kids document their Camp Olympics, scavenger hunt, final campfire, and all the camp traditions that have marked the summers of three generations. Every child who makes a Musical.ly video immediately tags his or her friends so they can see it. The kids also show it to their parents and their parents' friends. They show it off at school when classes start again in the fall. Over the course of the year, awareness for your Musical.ly page and the camp slowly begins to rise. By spring, when parents start thinking about which camps to register their children for, the name of your camp is fresh in their minds. You seal a deal when the kids inform their parents that they've all decided they want to attend camp together during the same session. You become the most popular, fun, hip camp director ever, and your popularity soars, along with the awareness of the camp you run. Registrations double, and your performing arts classes are so popular you start to offer them during the rest of the year. You initiate a music video class, which includes teaching the kids the steps to famous music video routines. Within 5 to 8 years, the camp is just one of the summer options available through your new city-based school for performing arts. You're a smaller star than you'd once hoped to be, but you've never been happier.